KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, we have a couple of really great guests with us here, someone you're very familiar with. We have Jenna Justice. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. And somebody you get to meet for the first time, that's Rebecca Hamilton.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Okay, so where do we want to start here? Advanced care planning. Let's begin here with that. And I think that, Jenna, let's start with you on that one.
Yeah, advanced care planning is something that's really important for everybody to do. It's an opportunity for you to tell folks what is important to you and what you need as you come through illnesses and when you come to the end of your life. And so doing advanced care planning allows us to really have the foresight to do it well.
What happens if we don't do it?
I'm going to turn that question over to Rebecca.
So by not having advanced care planning or advanced directives in effect, we don't have someone who can follow our wishes or know what they are when it comes time to making those healthcare decisions for us. So as we're aging through the process, or if something traumatic were to happen and decisions were needed to be made, those decisions would fall to the family. So by having advanced care planning in effect, it's a way to honor your family and provide them with a gift of your wishes, preferences for your healthcare decisions to already be written down for them.
Now, there comes a point here when the law kicks in and takes those rights away from the family.
They can, most definitely, in a sense, if there is a reason determined that person's not able to do that, or if a person isn't following the wishes that a patient or a person has. By having advanced directives in effect, it helps the family be able to honor that legal ability for the patient. And so that's where you see powers of attorney, posts, living wills, DNRs, and things along those lines.
So how do we get this started? Because this is not something most of us want to talk about.
You get it started through a conversation, John. That's really what it all comes down to, is having a conversation with the people in your life to let them know what's important to you. It also comes down to choosing a single person to be your voice, to be the person who is going to honor your wishes and speak for the rest of the family, speak for you. Really having that person in place is critically important.
Who should that person be?
And that person can be a friend, a family member. It can be a legal representative. That decision is up to the person themselves. And so anyone 18 years or older can start the process of advanced care planning and picking that designated representative for them.
Now, this is not something anybody can do for you. You've got to do it.
You've got to do it, because in order to name a power of attorney or name a healthcare proxy, you have to make the decision of who that person is going to be.
And don't wait till you get ill.
Right. And that's why it's so important putting this education out through the seminar, is that anyone 18 years or older, once you turn 18 years old, there are documents that are easily obtainable that are low cost to no cost to help getting these living will documents into effect and assigning these proxies for us to make sure our wishes are honored.
Well, let's dig a little deeper into this maybe, and let's understand a little bit about what's in these advanced directives and how they should be used. We'll do that right after this. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance, surround yourself with majesty, and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Jenna Justice and Rebecca Hamilton here discussing with us advanced directives and planning for that time when you can't plan for yourself. So let's talk about what's in these advanced directives, Rebecca.
So within each one, there's going to be different elements. So when looking at something called a Five Wishes, which is a free packet that you can use in 44 states across the nation, it goes over five different areas of decision making. So things such as, do you want to be on life support? Would you like to have, you know, a cool towel placed on your head for comfort? Would you like to have songs sing to you? Would you like someone to hold your hand? And it goes through these wishes and kind of goes through step by step of what do you want at the time you're not able to voice or communicate that information for yourself. Other documents, such as powers of attorney, those can cover financial aspects, the healthcare aspects, and then there are also additional that cover general preferences and estates and things along those lines as well.
So what happens, Jenna, if we don't have one of these advanced directives?
If we don't have an advanced directive in place, then what happens is that the decision-making goes to a specific member of your family. So let's say you're the husband, the decision-making would go to your wife. Or it might go to, if you don't have a husband or a wife still living, then it would go to your eldest child. The problem is that if you haven't had those conversations in advance and said, who do you want to have make these decisions, then when they're having to make the decisions, there's a lot more pressure on that person. And the family may not be in agreement with the decisions that that husband or wife is making. And so having open conversations with your family helps you to avoid that crisis. When we've talked in the past, John, I've told you there's a wonderful research project out there that showed that when you're in moments of crisis and stress, you lose 20 IQ points. Now, that's not the time that you want to be making decisions.
Especially when you don't have very many of them in the first place.
The good news is you get those IQ points back.
Oh,
but
good.
But when you're in that moment of crisis and stress and trying to make a decision for your loved one, then you don't want to be in doubt about what they would want.
Well, what you don't want is a family argument.
You don't want a family argument. So that's why I said at the beginning that the first step to making this all happen is a conversation.
You agree with that, Rebecca?
I would. I'd most definitely agree. It's a conversation that we need to start having and having sooner in our lives. I, being a young mom of three kids, this is something when my first child was born that I had to have this conversation. What happens if something happens to me? And what are those wishes? Looking at family members, you know, my dad, he's nearing 80, same conversations with him. What does he want? How do I help honor him? So the more education and the more fear we can take away from these conversations, decrease those stigmas, clear out those myths, and really promote our own dignity to be followed and our own path, the better we can do for ourselves and for our families.
I want to clarify something here, and you just brought it up, and I'm glad you did. You don't have to be old to have advanced directives.
Absolutely not. The younger we're doing this, the better. So anyone 18 years or older having those advanced directives in place, we never know what's going to happen. We don't know if it's going to be illness. Is it going to be something traumatic? Is it going to be a freak accident? And that takes those decision-making away from someone we might not want to be making those decisions or unable to.
What about somebody under 18? That's pretty much statutory. The parents make the decisions, right?
The parents make the decisions at that point.
So this is why you guys keep reiterating age 18.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, you think of a situation where somebody gets in a car wreck, for example, and, you know, the question is, does this person want to live in the condition that this wreck has left them in, perhaps a vegetable, perhaps whatever. Do they want to live like that, or would they like to call it quits?
And asking that question is really important, because what a good advance directive document will do for you is it doesn't some people think that advance directives are documents that say, I don't want resuscitation, and I don't want a feeding tube, and I don't want hydration. And that's not what an advance directive is. What an advance directive is it's what do I want? So let's say I am in that horrible accident. My advance directive may be, give me a feeding tube, keep me resuscitate me, yeah, and keep me on machines. And that's entirely up to you as an individual. But if you don't have it written down on paper, then your family's going to be struggling with that.
And I can affirm that my uncle had Alzheimer's. And unfortunately, it was at the beginning of when we first began understanding what Alzheimer's was, and it got so advanced that he could no longer make those decisions. And as a result, there were no advance directives. Mm-hmm. And when it came to the point where he was no longer even able to do anything, the family was not in a position to make a choice. And as a result, the physicians had to choose, and they had no choice but to keep him alive with a feeding tube and all the other things, which is, I'm sure this is not what he wanted.
Right.
But because he didn't say what he wanted, his family was powerless to change it.
That is a great but unfortunate example. I'm so sorry that your family had to go through that, because that's exactly what we want to try to avoid by having these conversations and then documenting these conversations in the various advance directive forms.
Well, we want to talk about a seminar you're going to hold in Buffalo Hill Terrace, and we'll do that right after this. Alzheimer's disease and the onset of dementia can produce many challenges, not just for the person directly dealing with the disease, but for the loved ones and caregivers helping during such a trying time. That's why Emmanuel Lutheran Communities created the Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers. They meet the third Monday of every month. This month, that's Monday, June 17th, from 3 to 4:30 in the afternoon in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Please come share information, experiences, and understanding. For more information and to register, contact the team at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 406-752-9625. The Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers, open to the public the third Monday of every month from 3 to 4:30 in the afternoon in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace, 40 Claremont Street in Kalispell. Providing support for those who care for or about someone experiencing Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or any related disorder that affects memory, reason, and judgment.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest, Jenica Hamilton. Jenna, you're part of Frontier Home Health and Hospice. What is your relationship with Buffalo Hill Terrace?
We provide services to any residents who live in the Emmanuel Lutheran communities. So okay, that's everything from the skilled nursing facility to the assisted living to the independent living apartments. We provide hospice services to any folks who need them there. In addition to that, we provide education to both their residents and to their staff on various topics, everything from dementia care to advanced directives to music therapy, lots of different things that we can provide for them.
And so, Rebecca, tell us about the seminar coming up.
So the seminar that's coming up is Monday the 17th at 1 o'clock in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill. It's really going to be covering these advanced care planning and going further into detail into why we need them, how we can do them, different avenues of setting things up, and answering some of those questions and opening up those conversations that we've, you know, talked about briefly today.
Okay, so this is a seminar will be, I believe it's...
it's at 1 o'clock on June 17th,
okay,
which is Monday.
All right.
And I think one of the things that I'd like to add to that is there's going to be an opportunity for people to ask questions, because we can tell you all day what a durable power of attorney looks like and what it means, or what a pulsed form is, or what the five wishes is. But sometimes there are still lingering questions. And so this is really a great opportunity to get some of those questions answered. Rebecca is going to be the presenter that day. She knows her stuff. And so she's really going to be able to help folks get clarity on what do they need to have in place for their dignity, as she said, and for their family's peace of mind.
Now, this may seem like a silly question, but it isn't to me. All right, so I'm going to ask it. What if you change your mind about your directives?
And that's the nicest thing about advanced care planning and advanced directives is you're able to change them. So while someone is still within capacity and able to communicate those wants and needs, they are able to change them. So if you decide that you want to be resuscitated and you go through your process and you no longer want to be resuscitated, you can change that. You can change your power of attorney. You can change your pulse documents. Some of these documents do need to be changed if they're drawn up by a lawyer with the lawyer. Other documents can be signed out and the word revoke written on them with a date change and putting new documentation into place.
So basically, even if you have advanced directives, this is a seminar that could help you change your mind.
Absolutely. And it's everybody should
revisit.
Revisit. Thank you. It left me when I needed it.
Yeah, that happens.
revisit their advanced directives. And I recommend that folks do that every single year. They should look at their advanced directives, make sure that they still reflect what they believe and what's important to them. Make changes if changes need to be made. Add things, take things out. I think it's really important to review that at least annually.
Okay. So there you go. It's a seminar coming up this Monday. What time again?
1 p.m.
1 o'clock. All right. Be at Buffalo Hill Terrace in the, you guys have an auditorium area there?
Yeah, we'll be in the auditorium at 40 Claremont Street at Buffalo Hill.
And keep in mind, you don't have to be old to have advanced directives.
No.
Absolutely not.
This is open to everybody.
All right. Jenna Justice and Rebecca Hamilton, thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.